Hey guys.
We have been on quite the journey today.
Welcome to our podcast. Let's just go for one.
This is Anna.
This is Faith.
We're very
actually
spooked.
This is Kenny G.
So we've been getting warnings for about a month that starting June 1st, Spotify for Podcasters is switching over to Riverside.
Riverside.
And we're like, yeah, we'll get to it on May 31st. And all of a sudden, they're like, nope, today you cannot record on Spotify for Podcasters. So we are, we somehow already have a profile on Riverside, only our name is Kenny G. And I was like, who do we have to pay him? Like, I don't understand why he's there. What's happening? But we think it might be Faith's daughter.
Yeah, because Kennedy's middle name is Grace. Hmm. So everyone on her lacrosse team calls her Kenny G to mess with her. And we this whole profile on Riverside, does Kennedy have a podcast?
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
This whole thing is set up for Kennedy.
It really is. Oh my God. This is amazing. Maybe she does have a secret. That would explain why these mics are always hanging around. I swear to God, I put them away every time. And every time I come in here, I'm like, what in the hell? Why are these mics out again?
Maybe Kennedy has a secret podcast.
This is great. We're going to find it.
Well, we don't even know if you guys are going to hear this because we have no idea how to upload this episode to our actual podcast software.
Yeah.
But I think you guys are going to get captions now. Because we just did a test run and it had captions.
Okay.
I feel like we should do like a small segment and upload it and see how that works.
No, I don't think we can stop.
We just have to do the whole thing. We don't
know. Yeah, we just have to do the whole thing because if we stop it, we don't know if we can combine them yet.
Okay.
We got lots of, oh man.
Well, other than this current walk of shame of the fact that we are recording a podcast that we're not sure is ever going to see the light of day.
I know. That would be really sad if it didn't.
We have a walk of shame.
Oh, no. What'd we do?
So if you're a new listener, our walk of shame is when we said something in a previous episode that we have to fix because we said it incorrectly. So we were both wrong. I called the housewife of Beverly Hills Anna Maria, and you were like, no, it's Anne Marie, to be clear, because she does not have the same name as you.
But I said they keep calling her Anna Marie.
Because her name is Anna Marie.
Yes.
But it's pronounced like, she's like, it's pronounced like Swedish, Anne Marie.
It's Dutch, she said.
Dutch. But so you don't enunciate the A, it's like Anne Marie, but it's spelled Anna Marie. So I knew I had...
We're going to reverse that. It's spelled Anne Marie, but it's pronounced Anna Marie. Yeah. No, go ahead. Because you don't think I'm invested in this? You don't think I really listened? God.
But we said it incorrectly on the episode.
We keep calling her Anne Marie because that's the spelling that we went by. But it is pronounced Anna Marie.
It's spelled Anne Marie.
Yes.
It's pronounced Anna Marie. Because also still not Anna Maria, just to be clear.
I do appreciate that hers is friggin' tricky. So I understand why that mistake is being made. But, I mean, it's nice to know that I'm not the only one.
Yeah. So I just had to clear that up because I had like 8 people text me and they're like, you had it right. It is Anna Maria. And I was like, no, I think it's Anna Marie, but spelled Anne Marie. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
So anyways, I just want to clear that up. Yay.
Thank God.
On the episode that's never going to be heard.
Yeah, exactly.
On Kennedy's podcast episode. I don't know what her podcast is called.
Kenny G, apparently.
Kenny G's hour.
Oh, my
An
God.
An hour at home with Kenny G. She probably gets a lot of misguided people. That
oh, yeah. 1,000. Her demographic's like 65 plus.
And also like 10 and under. Yeah. It's probably just a lot of them going, brah, brah, MB, MB, brah, brah, cap. MB.
Cap. Yo, that podcast is bussing.
I ship them. Ship them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really good at all that.
Yeah. Same lingo as us.
Actually, I would love to listen to her podcast to just look at the captions. So, always a
possibility. Our captions should get pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, we've had a wild week. I have been in two limos in the past week. It's like I'm a fucking Kardashian now.
Yeah. She had a wild week. Mine was normal.
I will tell you this. Like, I'm at the age now where I was like, I have Drake. And then we had this huge party on Saturday. And I was like, I have all these things. And I was like, I don't wanna. Like, I was like, I have to find two outfits that are real clothes. And then I was like, you know, I'm seeing these outfits where girls are wearing like sweatpants and cute shirts with like heels and it works. Like, can I just go out in sweatpants, please?
Can I figure that?
Yeah. That's like all, if you look at like Alo Yoga or like Joa Brown, all of their
I'm a boomer.
But they all wear like sweatpants with heels. So I'm like, is that how much of a thing is that? Because just asking for someone who has to go two places this week in limos, I'm just wondering like what the dress code can be here. But I felt like a Kardashian, I'm going to be honest.
So I'm just going to say that. Wait, look
at heels and sweatpants.
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah, right?
I like how
they- I mean, I think I have to live in like LA to maybe really pull it off. Because I feel like in Buffalo, New York, it's probably just someone's like that mom's tired. But like, look at how cute.
Well, she's straight up just wearing sweatpants and sneakers.
Yeah, well, let's find one that's wearing.
No, I'm into that one. I'm into the sweatpants and sneakers.
Yeah, no, me too. But I was like, I have places to be. I have to look cute. And it was really hard finding two outfits. Oh, here we go. Look at. It is sweatpants and heels.
She looks like she can't even walk in those.
She probably can't.
She was walking like a cat burglar.
I don't think anyone's looking at her stride considering how cute she looks. See, look at heels and sweatpants.
And a turtleneck. What is happening? What? She legit had a turtleneck under a sweater.
Yeah, she had a lot going on. I don't really approve of necessarily that outfit. But
I'm not
I was trying
that.
To push the heels and sweatpants narrative.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of shit to do last week and I really should have been more excited. But I was really like, ugh. And then, so I have to talk about Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gotten everybody's opinion on my Drake experience, which is really interesting. I've had clients that come in the salon. They're like, oh, my God, his lyrics are so inappropriate. Can you believe that people took their kids there? And I'm like,
meanwhile, you're in a suite with kids.
Yeah. I was like, that was me. It me. And then I've had people who were like, that was the best concert ever. And I'm like, how much of the weed did you inhale from everybody else? Because it was a lot of weed. Like, I think everyone had a great time. Mm-hmm. It looked like he had actual pyrotechnics, but it literally looked like pyrotechnics because of how much weed there was in the air. And I'm like, that can't be vapes. That has to be like blunts because it was like physical smoke. We would walk by suites and I was like, is Snoop Dogg in there? There would be fog and smoke pouring out where we are walking by and I would get a nice inhale and I would start coughing and I'm like, God. Oh, I'm for sure getting high, which absolutely means our children are. So like if CPS were to drug test this week, like I'm going down, but it's just, I took her to Drake. Like, you know, it was everywhere. So that was really interesting. So I know people are like, I had so much fun. I'm like, you're probably high. I mean, it was fun, but you were also probably high, but so we went to Drake and it was me and two other moms and we took 16 kids.
Ugh.
So how I will word my experience of how Drake was for me personally, I felt like I hosted my child's birthday party at the Drake concert. First of all, walking in with them with what was an interesting crowd. I have 16 children coming into this arena. That was interesting enough. I don't know what happened with Buffalo, or we don't know what was going on, but I don't know if you've seen pictures. There was a line that was wrapped around the KeyBank Center. They weren't letting people in. So it was a real clusterfuck trying to get in.
Why were they doing that? Do we ever
find
out?
We don't know. I don't know. It didn't happen night two, but night one was like bad.
Ooh.
Bad, bad, bad. I know people who wait outside for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Just didn't move. They just weren't letting people in the arena.
Yikes.
It's kind of crazy. So anyways, luckily we had a suite, so we got to go into the suite entrance, which was a lot easier. We walked through the crowd and into another entrance. But we had Ken and her friends, and I will say this. We had half of the kids we were with were my friend's son and his friends. So mm-hmm. they were like 17, 18-year-old kids that all went to Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a group that were 13-year-old girls.
Oh, my God.
And I was a little nervous at how that dynamic was, but I will tell you what, everybody was so nice. We did take a limo because it was trying to, again, herding cats of like, oh, my dad said he'll drop me off at the KeyBank Center. Oh, my. And we're like, we're not doing this.
Mm-mm.
So we did take a limo to make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a song came on in the limo and I was like, oh, I love this song. I tried to dance. I would just get looks like, Mom, can you not?
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh.
What were you thinking?
Yeah. Like, you know, real cringy looks from our children, right? Mm-hmm. So then we get into the suite and, you know, you have to make sure we have to get the food. We have to order drinks. We have to make sure everything's good. Mm-hmm. So then we ended up being in a suite next to all the Bill's wives. So which was exciting because I knew that. I was like, oh, my God. All of a sudden you're Faith. And I was like, oh, my God. So I was like, this will get me cool points.
Right.
Because I was like, they're in the suite next door. It's like Jamie McDermott. It's like all these people. Tre'Davious White was there. Dan Dawkins. I was like, oh, I'm totally going to get cool points for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, my God, the Bills are here. The Bills are here. And I was like, I know them. Do you want to meet them? Like, I know them. And they're like, yeah, no, we're good. We already took pictures on Snapchat with them. I'm like, okay. Okay.
Ooh, wow.
But yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of work. I was having fun with the moms. We were kind of having our own thing. But like we had to go get the kids merch and we didn't want them down there when everyone was getting merch because it was like looked like a freaking riot.
Yeah.
So I said, when the concert starts, we'll go down and get you guys some merch.
Mm-hmm.
So the concert starts. And of course, like moms were like, we'll miss it. We'll be back. We had to get everyone's name, what they wanted, get their orders, whatever.
Oh, my God.
We go down to the merch and the hoodies were $220.
Shocking.
I've never seen a hoodie for $200. I mean, I have bought Kennedy some bougie ass fucking hoodies. I have never seen a hoodie for like $220. So I was like, oh, well, we can't get any of these.
Yeah.
Like these kids gave us $60 and said, get me a hoodie. And I was like,
no, I will not.
So then we're trying to FaceTime the kids who are declining our calls because they're in the middle of Snapchat chatting the entire concert.
Right.
So they're declining. I'm like, I don't know what they want here. I'm trying to like, so then I take a video of the merch. So then we go back upstairs. We show them all the merch. Some kids still got sweatshirts. The older kids all did, which they all said, I have a summer job and I have my own money. We can Venmo you. Like the older kids all got sweatshirts and stuff. But the younger kids switched to like t-shirts and keychains and things that were still overpriced, but a little more affordable. So we go back down to the merch and get the merch. Then we come back up and then they're asking us, oh, what round of food do you want? Like literally, I felt like I was hosting a birthday party.
That sounds terrible.
And then the few times I got to dance or enjoy, Ken was like, ew, Mom, can you not? And I'm like, I paid for my ticket here too.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
And probably hers.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And hers. Yeah.
Right.
And at the end, I got them to get a picture with Dan Dawkins, which was like the highlight for them. They were like, oh, my God, Dan Dawkins. And like, you know, when you would take a picture and there's a light right behind someone's head, there was a light behind Dan Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I took a picture of the girls and the ghost of Dan Dawkins. So I get them to take a picture. He was so nice about it. He was so sweet. Mm-hmm. The girls are so happy. Like, Missy, let me see your phone. And we walk away and they're like, are you kidding me?
Oh.
Ken's like, Mom, really? I'm like, well,
I can't control the lighting.
I don't. What am I going to say? Oh, Mr. Dawkins, can you move to the right? Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, figure it out. You guys know. I was like, you guys have the memory in your head. They're like, this picture is worthless. Like,
oh, my God.
So mad at me. So mad at me. I'm like, this fucking sucks. So then when we go to leave again, now the concert was supposed to start at 8. Granted, nobody could get in Key Bank Arena. So like nobody even got in until like 10. But he didn't like it took forever for people to get in.
Oh, my God.
He didn't go on till like 9:30, 9:45. The concert went till 12:40.
What?
At one point, I'm like, I just have to sit. Like, I am in stiletto heels, and now I've run up and down from merch. Definitely got high here and there, but my feet are killing me. I'm like, okay. So then when we leave, our limo driver, who was very smart, was like, it's a nice night out. I am parked at the casino. So that way, when we leave, we will not get stuck in traffic, which we did not. From the time we got in the limo, we got home in 15 minutes.
That's amazing.
The walk.
Yeah.
To the casino. In my heels.
Oh, my God.
Whilst getting yelled at for getting a bad picture of them, trying to keep 16 kids together, and now getting yelled at because I can't walk fast.
Oh, my God.
It was like the – and I'm walking with the other mom. And, oh, so we ordered these churros for the suite. I was like, oh, we'll get a whole thing of churros. And I go, Dan really likes churros. Dan was coming to pick us up from the limo. So I was like, I'll get him a big thing of churros. So I'm walking down the street in my heels. My feet physically felt like they were dying as I was walking.
Oh, my God.
Every step felt like pain. So I'm carrying these churros. I'm trying to walk as fast as I can. I have my kids yelling at me. Monique and I are dying of laughter because I'm like, I can't. She's like, these shoes were comfy and my feet are killing me. I'm telling you, it took all of my willpower not to take my shoes off and just walk barefoot.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Because I was like, I am in so much
pain. God.
My feet hurt so bad. So then what was fun, first of all, I lost the churros.
What? How?
I dropped them.
All of them?
Yeah. They were in like a little to-go thing and I leaned and they all fell. Yeah. So nobody got the churros. Let's start with that.
Some pigeons got
I got on the limo. They're like, Mom, where are those churros? I'm like, well, those didn't make the ride. And then I woke up the next morning with severe sciatica.
Oh, my God.
Which I have never had a sciatica issue in my life. And I'm like, is this what 40 is? And then everyone's like, wasn't that concert so amazing? I'm like, it was great.
Blank stare into nothing.
It was fine. I think my kid liked it. I wouldn't know because she doesn't post on social media, or where she does post, I'm pretty sure I'm blocked from those accounts, so I haven't seen pictures. But I think she had a good time. Yeah. So it was fun. I said if I had went to Drake like with my friends and sat in a seat and didn't have to worry about like ordering food, closing out tabs, figuring things out, like it would have been a little different. I did have a lot of fun with the moms. Like, we had a good time, but it was just a lot. And even though
Tuesday night.
Oh, my God. All of those kids were so kind and well-behaved. They were very good kids. Like, I don't have one complaint about any of the behavior of those kids that were in the suite. But you still felt responsible.
Yeah.
Like, I still was like, if shit hits the fan, we are the three adults here.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So, like you just kind of didn't really, like, you couldn't let the momness go.
Right
So it was fun. I truly was like, it would be like if you hosted a party for your kid at Lasertron and you got home and someone's like, how was Lasertron? You'd be like, I don't, how the fuck do you think it was?
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know, barely saw it,
take a guess.
So anyways, I think the Drake concert was good from what I heard.
Yeah,
my sciatica has been burning up since. So
oh my God,
I think that was the Oregon Trail home. That I lost the churros. I was like, oh my God. I've never complained about my feet. And I was ready to cut them off with a saw.
What kind of shoes were they? Just heels?
I had stilettos. I had like full on black stilettos.
I don't know why you do that.
Because we had a limo. And I was like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. And we were in a suite. So I could sit.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd be like marathoning up and down from the suite to the first floor to get merch six times.
Oh,
so didn't know that was happening.
That's the worst.
But anyways, yeah. And then we went out Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
as everybody around us knows, because we were branded by Hartmann's.
What? Their stamps, first of all, are like Sharpie ink. and you cannot get them off.
There were 30 of us that went, and none of us can get the stamps off our hand.
Yeah.
I used a magic eraser and got most of it.
Oh, that's smart.
But I'm pretty sure I have whatever's in a magic eraser now in
now
my
embedded
skin.
In your skin.
So I feel like that's not good.
Yeah. So thanks, Hartman's. Get a smaller stamp, please.
Yeah. It is literally as big as like.
It's like the stamp that they would like stamp their bags or something.
No, it was literally like enormous. The stamp on the Declaration of Independence.
Wait, you walk in and Hartman's gives you a notary stamp.
It is a fucking notary. I was going to say an Oreo, but it's way bigger than an Oreo. I'm looking at it. It is huge.
It is really big.
It is huge. It is like a small plum.
They've branded us.
They've branded us. Fucking Declaration of Independence on my fucking arm. It's like a seal. It's like when you buy a couch and they're like, seal.
Yeah.
I got the seal.
Yeah.
On my fucking hand.
We're official New York State documents now.
Yeah. It's so
no big
weird.
Deal.
So we went out Saturday and we had a limo for that as well. Mm-hmm. I wore better footwear. So I did have my sciatica was still hurting for Tuesday.
Jesus.
But I had fun Saturday. Did you have fun Saturday?
I did. You know what's really funny is I was thinking about, I think we reversed roles on Saturday.
Yeah.
You were super mellow
the
whole time. And I was like, at one point I was squatting down to use the bathroom and started to lose my balance. So I touched the bathroom floor.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I think I should go home now. One, because now I have tetanus from touching this bathroom
floor. In fairness to you, that was my second limo party. So I had had it before we even walked into that limo. Okay. And number two, due to my sciatica, I had a lot of gummies going through my body. I just wanted to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
I just wanted to not be in pain and to be a background girl. I wanted to be a background girl. First of all, we have to say it was for our friend's surprise 50th birthday. Happy birthday, Christy.
Happy birthday.
But she is a fitness instructor at Rise. Mm-hmm. So half of the limo were like fitness instructors from Rise.
Yeah.
So like instantly knowing that, I'm like, I remember everyone's like, what are you wearing? I'm like, I could wear a fucking garbage bag with a hole cut out.
Yep.
Ain't nobody looking at this side of the limo. I'm going to be honest. Like you have fucking fitness instructors with 20 packs over here.
Yeah.
I'm good. It would like be going on a limo with the Peloton, like, you know.
Right.
Teachers. Crew. You'd be like, yeah, no one's looking at me. I'm good. It doesn't really matter what I look like. It's fine. So it was like, you know, I knew that it was going to kind of be like, they probably have good dance moves. They're all going to look amazing. So I was like, in my head, I was like so pumped up to be like a background girl.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you ever have that where like you're so excited because you have no responsibilities?
Yep.
You're not like in a wedding party or like you're literally just coming to just physically be there and attend and be a passenger.
Yeah.
It happens so few times in my life that when it happens, I just really like lean into that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no one's expecting entertainment out of me because we have fitness instructors here.
They're the ones on call.
They were very entertaining.
They really were.
Yeah, because love them. I'm not saying shit about them. This is not a bad thing. Most of them are not heavy drinkers due to how their bodies look.
Right.
So you give a fitness instructor one fucking vodka tonic and they are lap dancing around the limo. And I knew this was going to happen. I literally was like, you have fit people who don't drink a lot. Nobody is going to be looking my way.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be good. I'm just going to hang out and I'm going to watch the party go down because I am not going to be a part of this party. But you were a part of the party with your subs.
Oh, yeah.
Your sub placement.
For the food. I was so proud of myself with that.
Okay.
I just
we have to explain this.
Okay.
And I had to get subs for the limo.
Because you know that when you get on the limo, everybody's going to be real drunk and they're going to need to eat something.
So she got a ton of full subs from Wegmans. And smart Anna, being how she is, cut them all up into bite-sized pieces.
I did not. Wegmans
and
did that.
And wrapped them all. Did you wrap them all separately?
I did.
Yeah, so I was going to say.
Let me explain that.
And wrapped them all separately.
Yes.
Which was so smart, though.
Because think about it. If people start unwrapping a sub on the limo, I'm like, this
lettuce
is going to be
everywhere.
Like cheese balls part two.
Yes.
And it's just going to get everywhere. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to individually wrap all of these pieces And then we'll mark, Brian marked what they were on it. And then that in case anybody had allergies. And then that way everybody knew what they were getting. They had their little saran wrap to like hold their food of anything that fell out. Yeah. And we weren't making a big old mess.
Yeah, no. So it was great. But what was hysterical was she like fucking origamied these things into a tiny ass lunchbox.
I can't believe I made it fit.
I was like, where's the sub tray? She's like, in here. I'm like, is that enough? She popped open that thing and it was like a fucking Jack in the Box with subs popping out. So then we're in the limo and she decides to open them. And she's like, I don't know what happened if you thought no one was going to eat them. But suddenly you got in the limo and you had the fear of God and you, we have these subs. I said, it's okay. People are going to eat the subs. It's a-. And so all of a sudden it turned into an auctioneer. And it was like, I got a ham and Swiss, going once, going twice. I got turkey and ham. I got turkey American. Who wants ham and American? I mean, she was yelling, ham and Swiss. Like
okay.
She, it was
in
the
my
best
defense,
thing.
The limo bus was very loud.
It was the best thing I have ever witnessed. And Amber and I are just in the corner watching you, repeating everything you're saying. You were like, I got a turkey and American ham. So I'm like, turkey and American. Like, we were just fucking with you because I could not handle it. And then Brooks was like, so I will say this. I have to make fun of you for this.
Oh, please.
You cut the sandwiches up so small that some of them were the size of like lady fingers.
Wegmans did that. When I was individually packing them, at one point I looked at Brian. I go, how is this equal?
Oh, my God.
This is not equal.
Some of them were so, they were like sliced, like a fucking slice of bread.
I was so pissed. So, and then some of them were like an entire half. I'm like, what the fuck?
So Brooks was like, I feel bad. I've already had two. Is it okay if I had a third?
Oh, my God.
I go, you've had two crusts of a sandwich. You're fine, Brooks. Have a third. I go, these were cut up so fucking small.
They were, yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty funny, though.
Oh,
but
my God.
You were throwing, I saw subs hurtled across that limo, and they were so nicely wrapped. And it was just the funny, because you were like, did you even eat any sub?
I did.
Okay, good.
I had one.
Because I was like, you were so, one, I hope you got a bigger one.
No, I think it was.
Sliver. It was a sliver.
It's okay.
Sub slivers you were throwing out.
Yes. But lady finger is the perfect description of
they them. Were that thin. Were, I was like, what the fuck? You're like, do you want another one? I'm like, yes.
Oh, especially yours. And the weird part about yours was that I only had it cut into fourths. But I think they did do sixths by accident.
Yeah, it was small.
It was so small.
She's like, do you want more gluten-free? And I'm like, well, I have one that's as big as my index finger, but maybe I'll take another. I was like, Jesus Christ. I'm on portion control over here.
That was Wegmans. That was all Wegmans. They're going down for this.
Oh, we're going to see, too, how this recording goes, by the way. Speaking of going down.
Yeah, exactly. Getting cut the
But, yeah, so that was a fun time, though.
That was really fun.
You were dancing like crazy.
I really was.
I was really confused by the fashion of the bar that we were at.
Yeah, a lot.
I was like, is this how – I was definitely high because the whole time I was like in my – I had like Morgan Freeman's voice in my head and it was like, and she went to the bar and she was confused. Is this what young people are wearing nowadays? She said to herself. Like, there was narration. I just remember looking around. And then we were a crowd in and of itself. Like, we had a mix of ages and outfits. Mm-hmm. And, like, we were a mix. Mm-hmm. And then we got thrown into a really interesting mix. It was an interesting mix.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember a single person in that bar other than who we were with.
The two men that I called the Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
That were wearing matching Carhartt overalls with like some like Fallout Boy glasses.
Wait a minute. There were two of them?
There were two.
They were wearing the same thing.
Yeah. And I told them to fucking beat it.
A a lot of stuff makes sense now.
Yeah, there were two of them, and I told them to beat it because they kept trying to dance in with us. So finally, you guys are like, we can't get rid of them. I'm like, because you're still dancing with them. So I literally went over, and I was like, you and you, goodbye. Goodbye. And everyone was like, I go, goodbye. They're all married. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
And then I turn around.
Forget about what I said about you being the chill one.
I was not chill. Because they were, like, bothering you guys. And I get really annoyed when, like, girls have actively told guys to stop dancing and they still are dancing on them.
Right.
So, again, I turned into a mom again. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. These girls don't want to dance with you. So I, like, got super protective. And I was like, get out of here. And they're like, we're dancing with your friends. I'm like, my friends don't want to dance with you. Goodbye. Oh, like, Amber was laughing so hard because I literally was like, you need to go. There are other people. Dance with other people. I take two steps away and I turn around and you are straight up like, woo, dancing with one of them. And I'm like, well, Jesus Christ. And he looks at me like, see, 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 your friends want to dance with us. And I'm like, you're on your own now, Anna. Oh, my God. Fucking figure it out. I'm done. I'm done. I'm walking away.
We need to specify what, quote, dancing with them.
No, it wasn't like dancing with them. You just weren't like boxing them out like I just had done. And they like found their way in and everyone was happily dancing with them.
They were shorter than us, right?
Yes, they were. No, they literally looked like the Super Mario Brothers.
I think I was just confused and was like, oh, little guy wants to dance.
No, literally. Right after I told them off and told them to get the fuck away from us, I take no more than two steps and turn around and you're like, woo! And this guy literally looks at me like, see? See?
I'm
like,
oh, my
God. I'm done. You guys are fucking idiots. I'm leaving. I'm going to go get another shitty drink.
Oh, yeah. They weren't great. Both bars, I did not cash out. So they probably all got really good tips. I should probably check that. Yeah, I remember in the morning, I'm like, they give you your card back, right? I'm like,
Alchemy does an automatic tip.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great.
I would assume Hartman's does too.
Yeah, great.
I had a good time at Alchemy.
Yeah. That jasmine drink, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so
good.
Took
us down real quick, though.
Oh, 1,000%.
I was getting pretty loopy.
Well, as soon as we were on opposite sides of the bar... And I was ordering two drinks for us.
And it was crowded. It was packed in there.
It was packed. And what I didn't know was that Faith was also ordering two drinks for us. So all of a sudden, she, from across the bar, this is my favorite part of the whole night. Anna! Anna! I got a drink! And I was like crying, laughing. I go, So as soon as we put all four drinks down, I was like, this is going to be our demise.
Yeah, we're going to go down quick. But, you know, it was fun. Yes. I looked at Brian at one point because I could feel myself getting pretty loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to go now. I'm like, this is probably best for our relationship. This is best for our relationship if you go now. Because I can't be held accountable for what happens when we get on this limo. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need you to leave.
When the next morning he was like, yeah, when I said goodbye to you and you're getting on the limo, I was like, oh, she's saucy. I'm like, yeah.
But then I chilled out and you got saucier.
Yeah.
Got subbier.
Which is so weird because, it was your fault.
What?
Because I remember on the limo, you're like, Anna, have a margarita. And you filled like a gallon solo cup with margarita. And I was like, this is so big. This is crazy. But I had to keep drinking it because it kept spilling on me. So then I like, it was your fault. I had to chug it because Hartman's isn't far away.
I'd like to say I had the same said margarita.
You remember when I asked you for your water bottle? She pours a water bottle in her cup. I go, can I have that? And you were like, it's the same thing.
We're drinking the same thing, Anna. We're both drinking margaritas made by Dan.
Goddamn, Dan. It's Dan's fault. Yeah. Anyone but mine.
Yeah. Anyone but yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not great decision making.
So it was a good time, though.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
And then I was responsible because when I knew we were going back, I was like, we're going home. And you were like, you don't want to go to JP's?
I know. Oh, I've never been so happy in my whole life.
I know. I was like, we're like, going home. I'm like, fucking tired.
Thank God. Oh, I'm so tired.
Well, and the mood in the limo went.
If Faith doesn't want to go to JP, something is wrong.
Yeah. I was like, buzzkill. Let's go home.
Oh,
yeah.
God bless you.
It was great.
Thank you. I remember asking Dan, can we drive Jess home? She lives across the street from me. Dan's like, yeah, I think I can manage that.
I forgot we brought Jess home.
Yeah.
Aw.
Jesus. How are we adults? Oh, so I have a wait what.
Okay.
So I went to the Grange 2 times over the weekend. So you know when you go to the Grange and there's the bar seating at like the counter seating? So there were 3 seats available and there were 3 of us. So no tables available, no tables more than 2 people available. So I go over and I put my sunglasses down, a menu, and my purse is hanging underneath it. So Brian was at the register and I went to go get water. So I come back from getting water and again, 3 seats. A girl is sitting in one of the seats and she has moved my stuff down.
Oh.
Now, first of all, don't touch my stuff. I don't care if that's my TJ Maxx sunglasses or whatever. What are you doing? So I'm already pissed off because that's rude. And I'm like, okay, I got a few ways to handle this and I better be smart about it because now I'm running for office in the village, so I can't be acting a fool. So I go up and I grab my glasses and I grab the purse. She goes, I'm sorry, were you saving 2 seats? I go, no, I was saving 3. She goes, oh. I go, do you have 2 seats? She goes, yeah. I go, there's a 2-seater table right there.
Oh, God.
And then we stared at each other for what felt like 13 minutes.
Oh, God.
And she goes, okay, thank you. I go, you're welcome. So, but like, explain this to me. She's like, oh, did you need 2 seats? Well, where's the other one? Because if you're taking 2 seats minus 3, like, what are you talking about? Oh my God, I was so irritated by this. So Brian and his brother come over. I go, yeah, I almost got into an altercation. Brian's like, I was watching that going down. I was a little bit worried. I go, I kept my cool, thank you. But like, how rude. Number one, don't touch other people's stuff.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I don't like that at all. And number two, how rude. She just moved it over to make space for her and her boyfriend. I'm like, you, mm-mm. So then I was like, no. These are the only 3 seats together.
Right.
Get out. There were 2 open tables right, for 2 people.
Right, right.
Get out of here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that was me adulting. And my sister, I was telling my family the story. My sister's like, you can't act like that. I go, first of all, I acted completely appropriately.
Right.
I go, second of all, I technically didn't say anything. I just stared. And I'm like, and that kind of worked out pretty well, actually. Because I either creeped her out or I scared her. Either way, it worked out.
I know one person who might not be voting for you, though, on March 19th.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure she's old enough.
Oh, well, there, that makes sense.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to vote.
Everybody else, though, if you could come out to Village.
Yeah,
Village
do.
Town or Village Hall. I was going to say Village Town Hall. I don't know why.
No, don't.
I know.
Funny story. Keely went to Town Hall.
Shocking.
It is very confusing for people, which is why I was like, no, I'm going to take a photo of Village Hall for you.
Yeah.
So you know which one.
Go here.
Yeah, exactly. Circle it on the map.
When do your lawn signs come in? Oh, God.
I hope tomorrow. I'm already on day 7.
I know.
And I was told 5 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Not cool.
That's why I was a little butthurt about that.
But. Oh, well. It's okay. What were you going to say?
I have to say it off air.
Okay. Anyways, moving on to pop culture.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. So we have a lot that has happened. Lala Kent is pregnant.
I know.
Which is very exciting because I love Lala. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for her to grow her family. And then Jess, you're team Jess now, right? You like Jess? You like Jess on Love is Blind?
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
My friend is now working for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, got hired. She got the job.
That's awesome.
And she said that she is absolutely fucking lovely.
Oh, I believe
yeah.
it. Okay. Actually, speaking of Jess, I've got some comments.
Ooh, okay.
So my friend follows a Facebook group about Love is Blind, and there was some kind of comment about Jess. And they said, oh God, I got so mad. They were commenting, oh my God, I heard that she took 2 days after she got back to herself before going to see her daughter.
Oh,
and people were appalled by this. I'm like, are you kidding me? She just had a very traumatic breakup, first of all. And you're going to sit there and you're going to judge her because she took 2 days for herself to get her shit together before going back to see her daughter. Also, hey, P.S., her daughter has a dad who can take care of her too.
100%.
Oh, I got so mad about this.
Yeah, that's annoying. And isn't it better for her to take the 2 days, just sit and cry,
yeah,
go through the emotions, handle yeah. her shit, so that when she goes to her daughter gets her mom back?
Exactly.
Come on.
Oh, I was so mad about that.
I'm that's like, literally putting the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on your kids.
Exactly.
And that's sometimes what you have to do.
Oh, my God. It's so annoying. I was so irritated by that. Like, get out of here.
I know, but people are like that. I told you, I'm getting shit for Dan and I going to California for 3 days.
Yeah.
For the first time in 9 years.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, I mean, that's how people are, though. And it's like, do you not see us give every other part of our life to our children?
Right.
Constantly. Everything we have goes to our children.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you do a little bit for yourself, you're made to feel so guilty about it. Exactly. Right?
Exactly.
It's yeah, you can't win with that.
No, and then it's total bullshit.
What's really crazy, so we're going to go on a rant.
Oh.
I'm considered a millennial. Mm-hmm. So you have the older generations, like my parents' age or Dan's parents' age, that, like, never took vacations and never did anything. Mm-hmm. And, like, they don't find value in time with your husband. They are just like, it should be about your kids 100%, which it all is. Like, look around. Our kids live. Did you hear about Drake?
Yeah.
Our kids live a damn good life. But, like, they don't find value in, like, date nights. They don't find value in, like, me and Dan going away or taking vacations. Because mm-hmm. it's like, well, you could be spending the money on your kids. You should do something with your kids. Who's taking care of your kids? It's like, okay, well, Keely's 19 and Kennedy's 13 and they're doing okay. Like, we're fine. We don't do this a lot. And even if we did, who fucking cares? Like,
yeah.
My marriage is a priority because eventually Kenny G and her apparently fantastical podcast are probably going to move out of my house faster than I know it. And then it's just Dan and I.
Yeah.
So I better like the guy that I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but they find no value in that, right? Yeah. And then you have the generation Gen Z that's under me mm-hmm. that is like, you work too hard to do too much for your kids. You should do more for yourself. I'm like, I know. Like, they're looking at me and they're like, you're stupid. You work too hard. Your kids don't need that. Do something for yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'd like to. And then I have, you know, the older generation that's like, you got your nails down? How dare you?
I know.
That could be your kid's lunch money. It's oh like, do you see my kid's God. Lunch? Yeah. It's nicer than mine. Like, everything my kids have is nicer than what I have.
It's ridiculous.
I have nice things. My kids have nicer things.
Mm-hmm.
Everything mm-hmm. my kids have is nicer than what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's just that constant balance. So, you know, poor Jess for having to hear that because it's like,
oh, my God, I know.
We're human. Exactly. We're moms. We're wives or partners.
Also, like, mind your own business. Yeah. You know what? Let's go sit in on one of your kids' therapy appointments, Susan. Yeah. Let's see how great they're doing.
Susan's kids don't need therapy.
Yeah. They have God.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
Whatever.
So anyways, back onto pop culture.
Tell me more.
Raquel is suing Tom and Ariana.
Oh my God. This is so great.
For releasing the porn video. However, in a previous lawsuit, when Scandoval first came out, I believe Raquel sent like some sort of cease and desist right away to Ariana alone, mm-hmm. saying like, you know, you can't share the video, whatever. And Ariana had her lawyer send a statement like, Ariana has never sent the video or shared the video, nor does she have the video on her phone. Tom does. So that kind of cleared Ariana right away. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she's looped her back into this lawsuit a second time is like she doesn't have it. Like she still doesn't have it. And
that is so annoying.
Yeah. So like if it's shared, that's from Tom's phone. Like,
yeah,
sue him. But talk to she Tom. Didn't do it. I don't know why she's suing Ariana too.
I have some thoughts on Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I feel like we talked about this last week, actually. Ariana's kind of annoying me.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. She's annoying everyone. Everyone kind of warned us she would, too. Oh, someone's really looking at my house.
Yeah. She was really inspecting it.
Yeah. Well, check out the roofs by Brian sign. Anyways. Yeah, no. Ariana is super annoying this season.
Yeah, she's just so much.
Yeah.
And it's like everything. Okay. He did a really shitty thing. Yeah. No doubt about that. However, like, I don't know. It's not this. You either choose him or me.
Well, and we did talk about this last week because I said I was like, that could be possible if you didn't have a show.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
You have a show. So either make the decision to get off the show,
yeah,
or realize that he is a cast member on a show you are decidedly a part of.
Yeah.
So you either have to learn to work with him, mm-hmm. or you leave the show.
Also, same thing goes for your house.
Yeah. Like, also that. Just ridiculous. Also that. The house thing is crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Jackson, Brittany, and this like... Okay. Publicity stunt of a breakup.
This is fake then? Is this for their new show?
Well, I think the coincidence of timing seems really...
Right.
I don't know. I mean, let's be honest. Like, any day of the week, I could see why Brittany would leave Jax. Let's be clear.
100%.
Like, I fully believe she may have left him. Mm-hmm. But the timing of this and the Valley premieres this week feels a little kismet or purposeful or however you want to think of it. But I definitely think it's a little sus.
Yeah.
I don't know. And again, she may be leaving him for all valid reasons.
For real.
But yeah, the timing seems like a promotional activity for their new show.
Okay. Summer House.
I love West.
Oh, he's the best. He's so funny.
I love West. He is the best addition they've ever had on in Summer House.
Agreed.
And then we got the fucking homewrecker, Jesse Solomon.
Okay, so I want to like him because he is a 2-time cancer survivor, and you would think that he would.
West has seen all 50 states.
When he looked at Sierra and goes, could you imagine if I went after him?
Fucking love West.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
Yes, no, I agree with the, yeah.
I do, but I just don't.
Well, there's a part of me, I will say this, because Jesse Solomon seems like he could be a really nice guy. When he made the comments like, the best girls have boyfriends, but I got games, so maybe I'll take them away from them.
Yeah.
It felt a little producer pushed. Mm. So part of that makes me wonder, was that the producer saying, like, say this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I mean, we haven't really seen it to the extent, I guess. Like, yeah, he kind of hit on Paige, but, like, I don't think he's doing anything. I don't think he's crossing a line where he's, like, making her feel, like, unsafe or, like, where he's really being threatening. I don't know, though, because we haven't seen the upcoming episodes.
Yeah. Also, I feel like Paige would.
Yeah. So like, I feel like it was like, I want to believe that him making those comments and acting like a homewrecker is like producer pushed.
Yeah.
And he's not really like that. Because at that table, when he said and shared some of his details, I'm like, oh, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
So maybe the parts of him that we don't like are a narrative that isn't exactly true.
That's a fair point.
Is what I'm gonna guess.
I just can't get into Danielle.
No, I can't. She's the same as Sheena. They're advantageous, thirsty girls that jump on whatever storyline serves them best. So if it serves her best to be on Lindsay's side, she's on Lindsay's side. If it serves her best to be with Paige and Sierra and all them, that's where she goes. If it serves her best to be against Joe Bradley, that's where, I mean, I feel bad for her with that. But like, here's what I'll say. Sheena is thirsty and jumps on whatever train is advantageous for her career.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, I think what annoys me about Danielle, I know Larry's getting very heated because he is a huge Danielle stan.
Sorry, Derry.
Sorry, Larry.
Oh, like your celebrity name would be Derry.
Derry. Oh, Danielle and Larry. Yeah. Sorry, Derry. But here's what I'll say. What frustrates me about Danielle mm-hmm. is when I look at her, she is a beautiful, strong entrepreneur, female, like has so much. And then like the way that she acts in scenarios is so, it comes from such a deep place of insecurity. Mm. I get frustrated watching her.
Yeah.
Because I want her to be better than how she acts. Mm. Because she is. She's a boss. Like, I want to see her in the arena of, like, her app and what she's made. Like,
yeah.
She is a boss bitch, but she does not act like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like her insecurity makes her kind of go into these positions. We saw it on Winter House with Alex. We saw it on, we see it with Lindsay, mm-hmm. where, like, she finds these, like, alpha dominant people that she kind of cowers under.
Yeah.
And you're just like, Danielle, fucking get a backbone. Cut the shit out, man. And it's not because I just dislike her. It's I just dislike seeing her in these circumstances that she puts herself in that I think she's stronger than, if that makes sense.
Yeah, agreed. I totally agree with you.
Sheena, I'm good with. Beverly Hills reunion. Well, Beverly Hills the reunion's out. And Miami reunion. Which is amazing. Miami's amazing.
That looks like such a shit show. I almost wish I watched it.
Yeah, Miami's amazing. I'd love to talk about Traitors, but I don't know how caught up you are.
Oh, I saw the barrel episode. That really made me hate Kate.
The episode that made me love Kate is the episode that made Anna hate Kate.
I was like, why is she throwing that? She's such a jerk.
I love her, though, because she's like, you know what? I'm not going to win the fucking money. You guys are all a bunch of idiots. Keep thinking it's me. Not me. You're too dumb. I don't care about the fucking money. You guys are idiots. Like, I just love that she got this attitude of like, and like the whole time, spoiler alert, if you have not seen season one, I'm just fast forward a little, but we all know she's a faithful. So watching her time after time after time being in the hot seat, I think she's like, fuck all y'all. You guys are stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not winning you more money because none of us are going to be here to the end because we all suck. And I kind of love that.
That it, when you give it that narrative, yeah, that does make sense.
It's kind of like how I felt. And like she just, as the episodes go on, she's like, I'm just being held fucking captive here because I'm doing everything to try to go home and they're just keeping me here as a fucking shield because I'm either the worst faithful ever or I'm the best traitor.
For real.
So they won't let me fucking go home. But she's like waking up. She's like, I'm still here. I've tried to go home.
I didn't get murdered.
Like she literally threw the barrel so they would make her go home. She's like, please pick me. There are times where she's like, I will go home. Pick me. And they're like, we're going to leave Kate here. And it's like, she can't fucking leave that place.
Oh, my God.
Have you gotten to the bug episode yet?
No.
Okay.
Do we end up knowing why that girl had to randomly leave?
No.
No.
No. Right. Yeah.
Oh, she was a human anyway. A human.
Amanda.
Thank you.
She was an ER nurse, and I think I saw something on Reddit that was like she had to come home for work.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, hold on.
That could be wrong, though, because I would assume she got the time cleared for work, but who knows?
Was there another Bravo show? Oh, Beverly Hills reunion. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Beverly Hills, I'm just going to switch this right over to the fact of buying Beverly Hills on Netflix premieres on March 22nd,
okay,
which is Mauricio's show, mm-hmm. which I highly, highly, highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually puts himself completely out there, and they've already showed trailers for his show mm-hmm. where he like talks about them being separated, what they've agreed on, what they've agreed on for dating. So now, like, all these people are coming after Kyle because they're like, what the fuck? You, like, barely told us anything. Mm-hmm. And he put it all out there. And, like, you know, why are you being so annoying? Why are you trying to over-narrate everything? I also, by the way, think that text she sent to Dorit was insanely manipulative.
Like,
the timing of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes it so much
worse. Absolutely. Like, I don't know. Whatever.
And then Love is Blind. I went on Reddit and I know who gets married.
You keep that shit to yourself.
I'm keeping it to myself. I'm just saying that if you guys really want to know who gets married, just go on Reddit. Because
yeah, apparently.
Someone, they've done it every season and I've caved every season. Because all they do is look in public record to see who has marriage licenses.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And then who actually, and then some people, like in past seasons, I'm not going to say anything about this season, they've filed the marriage license. So you, they'll say like such and so, like Zach and Bliss or whatever. They filed one, but never had it signed, which means like they probably went and got a marriage license, went up the aisle and then said no. And then there's people that are like, nope, signed, sealed, delivered, marriage license. And then some people are like, applied for marriage license, did not actually go through with it.
Oh.
So, like, you find out everything. So I went That's on Reddit and I found out who gets married. And the final episode comes out Wednesday and then the reunion comes out.
Is it just one episode on Wednesday?
Yeah. The last episode, the finale.
Is it like 4 hours long?
I don't think so. Although I don't think there's that many weddings
anymore.
There's
only three weddings, right?
Yeah. Dash and Amy.
He does look like Dash.
He looks like Dash from The Incredibles.
Oh, my God.
Dash and Amy.
AD and Clay.
And MGK and Megan Fox.
I can't with Chelsea.
Oh, like, no shit. No one can with Chelsea. Yeah. Or can we talk about...
Oh.
Jeremiah.
Oh, he is dead to me. Jeremiah, you're going to go do that? Like, you guys just broke up.
But I have gotten really mixed reviews on Laura. Like, I love Laura. I love that she's like, may God be with you and kick rocks barefoot. Like,
she said that twice. I'm like, please stop using
it. She's trying to make it a thing.
It's not a thing.
She's trying to make it a thing. Stop. It felt a little bit like when Matthew was like, America's voting for me. You're like, Matthew, shut up.
Okay, tell me about the mixed reviews on Laura.
But some people are like, wow, she's so mean. Like, people are like anti-Laura. Like, she's so mean. I did think it was funny when Trevor was like, Laura was my number two, but she's kind of mean.
Oh, that was so... Oh, my God. Did you hear the drama with Trevor?
What's going on with Trevor's forehead?
Oh, lots of questions about that. Like, did he have hair plugs?
Like, yeah, like hair plugs.
And also, he had a very bad reaction to hair plugs.
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear? He had a girlfriend the entire time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Little baby angel Trevor that we love so much.
I didn't love him.
No, I didn't love him either. He's kind of a meathead.
I don't know if you guys know this too. Jess is dating someone in the pods.
In the pods?
That was in the pods. She is now dating someone from Love is Blind.
Which up this season?
Yep.
Who is it?
I could actually do like about 1 second of research and find out.
Yeah.
Because she went on Nick Vial. Mm-hmm. I always go Vial, but I know it's Vial. She went on Nick Vial's podcast and he was like, well, do you have a boyfriend? And she's like, and she was saying that like, what's his face wasn't her type. She said she likes tall. She likes beards. Mm-hmm. She's like Jimmy or whatever is not her type. Mm. And he goes, okay, well, do you have a type? And she goes, well, she essentially says, I am dating someone from the pods that was on the season of Love is Blind that I had a very strong connection with. And we've reconnected now since the show has been done. And they said, are you going to say who? And she said, no. And she goes, well, I like beards and I like them very tall. And she's like, and I feel like you could probably go on Love is Blind and figure out who it is. So
Matthew?
So we have Austin.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for the beards because she literally described him. She said she likes tattoos though. So maybe not Austin. I can't see. But she says tattoos and beards. And she goes, based on that, you could probably figure out who I'm dating.
Okay.
So we have Austin. We have Ariel.
Okay.
Ariel. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
has a beard. Vince, ooh, but he is a lawyer, and I don't know if it looks like he has tattoos. He could. He looks
he's
like
a sucker
actually,
for the girl next door.
Yeah. Well, he looks like he would have no fear on his back, or like have a weird barbed
whoa,
wire.
Whoa, who's Vince?
No, that's what I'm saying. Vince. It's the same one. And then obviously we have Trevor, but I can't imagine. He's
no, he's got
her.
A girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. And then
I'm still so mad at Kenneth.
Let's see. Nobody here. Mm. I'm looking at who has beards here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dion. Ooh. Oh. I like how we both go, ooh.
I know.
Or Ben?
I feel like Nolan has a beard.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
All I'm right. hoping my future partner has a dad who golfs. That's just weird. I feel like these poor people.
I know.
Anyway, yikes. So she's dating someone else from Love is Blind.
Good for her.
So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate Jeremiah. And I feel bad for Laura because if Dan did not come home until 5:30 in the morning,
yeah,
and I saw that he went to someone's house, if you guys thought Laura was mean, y'all wouldn't want to come to the Reifert house. Because I would verbally eviscerate my husband.
Oh my God. That
and they're in the experiment still. Oh, I loved what AD said to her.
Hmm. Oh, said to Sarah Ann. Sarah Ann, is that her name?
I don't know. Sarah Slut. Sorry. I loved what AD said to her.
Yeah, she was all, yeah, she had Laura's back.
Yeah, Jess did too. I feel like the girls had a real friendship.
Agreed.
Jess was like, do I have to kick her ass? I loved it. They were. Also, I'd like to say, Chelsea and Trevor's conversation, completely inappropriate.
1,000%. I'm like,
and then
oh
she's
my
like,
God.
I followed you the second I got home. I know I followed you. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Jimmy wasn't allowed to like say words that rhymed with Jess when he came home. Like, oh my God. And then Jimmy and Jess's conversation, so appropriate.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so respectful. Exactly. And I'm like, Chelsea, if you like you keep accusing Jimmy of a lot, oh but if gosh. He acted how you were acting with Trevor, you would fucking kill him. He went out and you already accused him of seeing Jess and she wasn't even fucking there.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. And then she outs his friend,
which I didn't like.
No,
I did not like that at all. That's not cool.
No,
because like they might have like those are real people who did not sign up to be on the show.
Exactly.
That, like people may have not known they slept together and now that's out there.
I know. That was so rude.
Well, Nick Viall. So when Jess was on the podcast, Jess was like, yeah, I knew about those friendships he had. And she goes, you know, I kind of understand where Chelsea was coming from because I wouldn't feel really confident with my husband having a best friend he slept with. Like that would probably be a really bad topic for me too. I would make it very clear that I'm not okay with that. And, you know, Nick Viall was saying like, which one was it? Was it the blonde one or was it the brunette one? And Jess on his podcast goes, I don't really think it's my place to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't fucking out these girls.
Yeah.
I didn't like that
rude,
at all.
No. Oh, my God, no. Could you imagine if they actually – well, I know you already know stuff. But I was thinking, like, could you imagine if they actually got married and that girl sees that aired? She'd be like, oh, you did to me now.
I'm sure. Yeah.
My God. I'd be so upset.
I know. Yeah. The whole thing is really weird.
Yeah. It's icky.
But anyways, I'm excited to see the finale. And then we have the reunion. Mm-hmm. Traitors reunion just filmed for season 2. And I'm so excited to watch. Dan is so aggressively obsessed with Traitors this season because Dan has a large favorite this season.
Oh.
And Dan was yelling at the TV at the last episode.
Wow.
He was like, are you kidding me? Like, Dan was so mad. And then they had a challenge that was so funny because they were so terrible at it. Dan and I were crying tears laughing.
Oh, my God.
Dan is so into Traitors. He talks about it with everyone.
I love this.
And, like, I was with a bunch of the hockey families the other day. And they're like, oh, we started watching this show. Dan keeps talking about Traitors. I'm like, oh, my God, he's such a loser. Such a nerd. I was like, this is why I watch reality television, honey.
Yeah, it's so good. Speaking of, Have you watched that Jennifer Lopez doc on Amazon?
Oh, yeah, no, but there's two.
Okay, so the one you want to watch first is The Greatest Love Story Never Told.
Okay.
And then you want to watch This Is Me Now.
I've heard a lot of people tell me if I watch The Greatest Love Story Ever Told, I should probably have some THC in my system first.
Oh, no, I think it's reversed.
One of them feels like an acid trip.
It's the second one. Oh, it's okay. The This Is Me Now one. Because I started watching that and I was like, I don't understand this. So then I started watching the other one. I'm like, oh, now I understand this. So This Is Me Now takes you through like her entire new album.
Okay.
And takes you through each song, which essentially covers all of her relationships.
Oh, okay.
So The Greatest Love Story Never Told is like her journey doing this. So she paid for that entire thing because nobody would pay for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she paid for it because she felt so deeply about it. And she, like, people were telling her, like, this is crazy. You shouldn't do this because they're just going to beat you down. Like, you should not do this, because she really does kind of tell the story of her and Ben too. Oh, wow. And she is completely vulnerable throughout the whole thing and completely open about so much stuff. And I got to tell you what, man, it is good.
Ooh, okay.
It is good. It really talks about like her healing process essentially. Okay. And how each song represents like the different relationships she had, and then how, like, I was never a fan of J-Lo and Ben together. I just didn't understand it.
Same.
So they broke up 20 years ago, and essentially the reason why they broke up was because they were under so much scrutiny from the media. And she's very much like a media person where he's like, I don't want to live like that.
Sure.
So then obviously they both had their own journeys and stuff. And now when they got back together, like, they are really solid.
Oh, I love, like, that.
Like, I would genuinely be sad if they broke up.
Yeah. Okay,
and
cool.
Just to hear the way he talks about her and stuff, like, it's just super sweet.
Oh, I'll totally watch it.
Yeah. And it's like this side of Jennifer Lopez that you don't know at all. And also, like, she's got a lot of deep insecurities, and she talks about all of that. And it's like, and she even says this in there, like, you know, people see, oh, she has all that. She, like, why does she feel like that? But, like, oh my God, being a dancer, I can't even imagine what that feels like on your body. There are some real intense scenes where she is dancing, and I mean, dancing and keeping up with her dancers. And she's like, sometimes I forget I'm so much older than them. And she's like, this is, my body really hurts. Yeah. Like, I can't even imagine what that feels like.
Sciatica pain.
Oh my God.
I couldn't
for
handle
real.
Walking to and from a Drake concert. And I'm 10 years younger than her. Oh, God.
Oh my God.
All right. I will watch that.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Also, book recommendation.
Ooh.
I just finished Mile High.
Ooh.
I would like to say that Amanda Hyde had suggested it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I read it in one day.
Oh, wow.
Also, I am such a murder mystery book girl. Like, mm-hmm. I need a quick page turner.
Mm-hmm.
This is a romance. I did not think I would like it because I am not a romance person.
Mm-hmm.
It's very smutty.
Ooh.
Very. And I fucking loved it.
Oh.
It was so good.
Are you in your romance era?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I did buy the sequel, though. It's coming tomorrow.
Ooh.
It was so good. If you want a quick read, it's not that romantic. It's not like Bridgerton, but it's like it's like a modern romance with actually, which I could see why Amanda probably liked it, but I actually really liked it, knowing, like, even what I know. Is the girl in it, essentially, it's a romance between, I don't want to say regular person, but a normal average person and a professional athlete.
Ooh.
So it's very interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very good. And, like, that world and, like, what you're signing up for in that world.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is Very good.
Ooh, okay.
You can borrow it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I have it upstairs. I'll go get it to you.
Great.
Don't worry. Okay. I didn't do any hanky-panky when I was reading it.
Jesus, I didn't even, that didn't even cross my mind, but now it has.
Well, like that was like, someone was like, oh, when 50 Shades of Grey came out and someone's like, oh, you want to borrow mine? I'm like, no, thanks. Like, I'm good. But I actually just read to and from Bonaventure, so I will give it to you. I did spill some sauce on it at one point, but that's because I was eating. that's amazing. Just me eating. I read it in a day.
That's amazing.
One day. Could not put it down until I finished it.
Good for you.
So good.
Good for you.
Highly recommend. All right.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, hopefully this episode records.
Hopefully you guys hear this episode. It's a lot of work.
Exactly. For nothing.
Make sure you guys like, follow, subscribe. Also, fun spoiler alert, our new software for podcasting literally makes video super easy.
Yeah.
So we might have video in the very near future for episodes.
Look at us.
I mean, our hand kind of got pushed into it.
We are literally going to be
this
like...
This screen, like, lighting up, though, keeps, like, distracting me.
Yeah, agree. It's like when you're on Zoom.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
oh.
And someone starts talking, and it lights up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like that? I kept looking the whole time. I felt bad. We're getting used to it. Thanks for listening to Kenny G's podcast.
Okay. I wish we had some of his music to lead us out. Damn it.
I don't want to get sued. Oh, this new software
is
scary.
Yeah, this is scary. We're pretty sure it's going to, we can't do that stuff anymore.
Okay. We love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.